It's time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Okay, and we're on again on a cold winter morning, even though it's still fall. Hey, for all you people that say, oh, the best time of the year is fall. Well, here it is. Well, did we get up to 15 degrees today? I think the low might have been around 14. I don't know. But at least the sky has cleared, and it makes it beautiful looking out there if you're inside. Outside, there are people working outside. In fact, let me tell you, when I came in today, I need a trumpet to blow here. The building that housed the beauty parlor has been torn down. That's the building across the street from Carlisle's restaurant. She's down and scooping it up. That's right. And they're getting ready for Dunkin' Donuts or Dunkin' or whatever the new title is. Yes, indeed. So the beauty shop is down. And now all they got to do is pile up all the... Where do all the scrap material go when buildings are torn down? Where do they put all that brick and rebar and everything else? I wonder. But anyhow, yeah, Dunkin' Donuts will be going in there. And then I passed before Dunkin', the Panda Express. And boy, it's full speed ahead. They've been working inside over the weekend, and because they you know, I see they got a drive-in window, a drive-up window, or a, how did Scott say? You can't drive in a drive-in window. You can drive past a drive. But anyhow, Panda Express is getting close. Probably by the first of the year, they'll be full speed ahead and open. So things are happening around the Marion area. Food, if nothing else. Of course, we always have industry in my land. Let me tell you, I'll ask you, as my first question today, in Ted Graham's Marion Industrial Center, you'll find thousands of cars. What brand of car will you find there? If you were to go there right now and look over the area, what brand would you see? Yeah, all right. That's my first question today. In the Marion Industrial Center, you know, we once had all those Volkswagens, and now we have another breed of cars everywhere, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. Yeah, it's really interesting. Okay, if you can tell me, I haven't much to give away today except zoo tickets. If you'd like to go to the zoo, I'm the man to to see. Yeah. Oh, here's a caller. Oh, just a second here. Get my buttons lined up. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, tell you if my Honda's out there.
No, the Hondas aren't out there now. Did you see any Hondas out there?
Yeah.
But the main breed out there right now, hundreds if not thousands, is not a Honda.
Okay. Well, it was Volkswagen. And that Honda was thinking about them men.
Okay.
They're hauling them in from Marysville.
Yeah. Okay, but keep listening. It's not Honda. I guess yes, Hondas were out there, but what's out there right now in great quantity is not a Honda. Unless I can't see well. Okay, so what is it? And it's one of the most. It's been around for probably 50 more years than Honda. 7403-399-44. Okay, so that's my first question. Now, my second question is, if you went into a store today to... Oh, wait a second. Wait a second. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, pickup trucks?
Well, what brand?
Dodge, I think.
Well, let me see. I'll give you credit for that. It's actually Jeep.
Yeah. Well, I think you're maybe.
Jeeps are all over the place, yes.
Yeah, there was quite a few that I recall.
Yeah, would you, in fact, they're increasing, it looks like, every day.
And, you know, that whole lot was empty there for a
while. It was for a while. But
yeah.
Not very long.
I said, boy, they really railroaded them in there. So.
Yes, they have, and that's a big part of Marion, you know, that doesn't get all that much publicity, but the goings-on there is, it's really terrific. Okay, yeah. Would you like zoo tickets?
No, thank you.
Okay.
I just wanted to see if I could answer that.
Well, that's good.
Thanks.
Okay. Well,
thanks.
You, okay, bye. All right, yeah. Full of Jeeps. Okay, and Jeep is made by, Fiat Chrysler. Okay. So that's one question I don't need. I just thought of that one because I go by there every day practically and see all these cars. My goodness. I it'd be fun to talk to Ted Graham. Now, let me tell you, there's another part of that whole operation that's really interesting. The rail cars that come in there sometimes need fixing. Maybe, you know, whatever, bearings, you name it. There is a company in Bucyrus, one of the largest repair companies for railroads in these United States. But they do service work there at the Marion Industrial Center. It's the Marion, or it's the Bucyrus Rail Car Service. Oh, they're big. They have acres and acres of land in Bucyrus, where they do a lot of repair work. But they come down to Marion, and they're under, I don't know if they're under contract specifically, but they're probably one of the only companies around to do that. All the repair work, welding jobs, this and that. And there's a great opportunity for people and jobs there, too. Well, you wouldn't know. 7403-399-44, but I told you about the beauty shop they're being torn down, and all they're doing now is scooping up the remains, and soon you will see construction there of the new donut shop. Okay. And people are smacking their lips already, and it's got a few weeks to go. I don't know when their final date would be for opening that. But it would be into next year for sure. Okay, now, if you went into a hardware store today, or any store, and you wanted to buy a flashlight, but you wanted a flashlight that was really, depends on what you use it for, really a bright flashlight. But how would you know how bright it is, unless you turned it on? How do you measure the strength of light from a flashlight? In other words, if you went in and looked over the packages of flashlights, it would tell you how powerful it is. And what is the measurement of electric or of distance, you might say, even. But, again, you know, if you went to the hardware store, you wanted a light that would shine the farthest, then you would look for the highest number of what? Not watts, no. 7403399944. Did I catch you off guard? Have you looked lately at flashlights? Have you bought any for Christmas? They're all listed as how many, you know, in units of strength or power they have. All right. That's my first regular question today. Now I've got another. Since the Palace Theater was the major topic over the weekend in Marion, all the dancing and singing and really, really was great. And I was so proud of my grandkids. My granddaughter that sang Box of Rocks and my grandson that sat beside. Okay, yes, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, would that be candle power?
No, not candle power.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I've never seen any flashlight with candle power listed, but something equal to candle power is another term. I thought I might catch you off guard on that one, but if you go to look at any flashlight anywhere, or any light that shines out, it would tell you on the package how many blank, in unit. Here we go. Let me see. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Is it called lumens?
Lumens is correct, yeah. Hey.
I have no idea how I knew that. I just knew that.
Well, that's good. Boy, you're observant. Okay. Hey, would you like some tickets to the zoo?
Nope, I'm not eligible.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So what? What are you eating for Christmas this year?
I'm sorry?
Oh, what are you eating for Christmas?
What am I eating?
Yeah, ham or turkey?
Actually, we had ham and turkey for Thanksgiving. And for Christmas Eve dinner this year, I usually do lasagna.
Oh, well, that's different.
Yeah.
Yeah. So with lasagna, you don't have any gravy or any stuffing.
Nope. That's all Thanksgiving time.
Okay. Well, very good. Okay. Well, hey, thanks a lot.
Uh-huh, Charlie.
Okay. Bye. Bye-bye. Okay. Yeah, that's interesting for Christmas. Yeah. I'll be a lasagna. Okay, well, let me see. She said lumens. That's correct. And now we go back to the Palace Theater. Way back. Oh,
this is the worst Christmas party ever. Scott, how could you forget the fruitcake and eggnog?
I don't know. It just slipped my mind.
Well, thank goodness I always have a spare fruitcake and a carton of eggnog for situations just like this.
Where at?
Well, like I'm going to tell you, Mister, I forgot the eggnog and fruitcake.
Happy holidays from WWGH Radio 107.1 FM.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Oh, we're back again. While that announcement was playing, I had two sharp tones generated here from something I have no idea. But boy, it was sure loud in my earphones. I have no idea where it came from. I just hope it doesn't happen again and put my ear, destroy my eardrums. Okay. So we got lumens for the flashlight. And now here, Palace Theater. Way back and a long time ago, and I knew, Oh, the man has passed away now. That was that saw. Let's see. Both he and Bob Ritchie. This Bob was married to Marilyn Monroe. He was from Marion, but they weren't married long because Marilyn Monroe's agents thought that's not a very good combination, and so I think they went to Mexico and avoided the marriage. But he was from Marion. I think it was Bob Ritchie, I think. Okay, but talking about the Palace Theater, at that same time, there was a cowboy star appearing at the Palace Theater. And this cowboy star, incidentally, brought his horse with him. And his horse, I heard, was on the stage with him. I need to know the name of the cowboy. But that's kind of interesting because I don't know how long it was before another animal got on the stage, but my donkey by the name of Homestead Clyde also was on the stage at one point in his career. That's it's something to have a live animal in there, believe me, just to get a live animal. But this cowboy star was quite well known, brought his horse to the Palace Theater for his performance. Now, this is a long time ago. This is before most of you were born, I don't know. But his initials were KM, if that helps. K and M. Does that help? 10:33 is the time. Who was the famous cowboy star that appeared at Palace Theater accompanied by his horse on stage? I don't know. Oh, here we go. Yes, caller. Go ahead. Yes, caller. I see your number here, but I don't hear a voice. Okay, caller. Oh, yes. So who was the cowboy? And I want to ask you to name his horse because I don't know the name of the horse. But his initials were K and M. From a long time ago, but it was at the Palace Theater, long before the Palace conversion or remodeling and so forth, long before the Palace Guard. This is probably back in the early 40s, maybe, in the late 30s. His initials were K and M. Who was that Hollywood cowboy star? He was quite well known. Okay. Now, since that's rather different, that kind of doesn't line up with how a lot of our listeners' age is. You'd have to be, I think it was before my, or when I was probably just a kid. I've seen a lot of cowboy stars around. I was with the Sons of Pioneers once in Bucyrus. Had my picture taken with him. Boy, I treasure that picture. Wow. And the interesting thing was, my sister, who was about 8 years old. Oh, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hello, Charlie.
Hello, Mr. Lippert.
How you doing?
Hey, pretty good. The first peanut king.
Was it Chili Montgomery?
Chili Montgomery?
Yeah.
No, his initials were K&M. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that's right. Kelly K. Montgomery M.
Okay, but that's not the one. He appeared. He appeared at the Palace. In fact, there used to be a upstairs on the wall, a poster of him with his horse.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, was the last name Montgomery?
No, it wasn't. It was his last name was the same name as a man that helped start OSUM in Marion.
Well, let's see. Something else I wanted to talk to you about.
Go ahead. Go right ahead. The floor.
Are you gonna stuff that radio announcer
whose initials are SS with fruitcake again this year.
Oh, you Scott, you mean? I don't know. I don't know. They're higher priced this year. I looked up Claxton on the internet, and my land are more than $5 now.
Well, I told Casotas to make him a big one.
Well, yeah, yeah, that would be good.
I don't know if he'll do it or not, but
that takes
he said
time.
He would.
It's no simple thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hey, it's good to talk to you live. Every time I turn you on, nobody answers the phone, and I figure, well, sounds to me like they are not live on the air.
Oh, well, that could be, too. Yeah.
Well, I wish you a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, and I wish your donkey was still around. You'd give him a big kiss.
That's right. Well, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
God bless you.
Okay, bye. Yeah, okay. Oh, my. And Scott was wondering the other day whether people still made rum-filled candy. I'm sure they do. And I used to, somebody used to give me some, and I can't remember who it was. It might have been my mother-in-law. I don't know. But that was a long time ago. Rum-filled candy. Yeah, it would have had a little bit of rum in it, but it you know, when you cook rum, you lose its alcohol content. Yeah, let me see here. Yes, caller, go ahead. Judy, are you there? Howdy do? Oh wait, now Judy, I got the right button here.
Oh, okay.
Okay, go ahead, Judy.
It was Ken Maynard.
Ken Maynard, oh boy, that's pretty good. How did you find that out?
I didn't, but I used to watch his movies on TV all the time.
No kidding.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness, Ken Maynard, yes. That was a long time ago, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Well, I'm an antique, so.
So
well,
am I.
I'm 2 years behind you, so.
Oh, is that right? Yeah.
So we're both antiques.
Well, you have to take good care of yourself.
Well, you know it.
Yeah, boy. Okay, would you like any tickets to the zoo?
No, I don't think I'm up to zoo.
Okay. Very good. Well, thanks a lot.
Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
The answer was Ken Maynard, yes. Ken Maynard appeared in Marion with his horse at the Palace Theater a long time ago. And up above, years ago in the hallway up above at the Palace, I saw the Ken Maynard poster and his horse. Okay. Now, let's go to things you used to get, if you're old enough, at Christmas time that really meant so much to you. Now, I tell you, first of all, one of the things that I got at Christmas time was a fire truck. And I can remember it was in Bucyrus that Santa Claus was at the penny store sitting in the landing just between the first and second floor. And I was due to have my tonsils out. That was 3 years old. That was 1937. And my parents said, told Santa Claus, well, he'd like a fire truck. And I think Santa Claus said something like, well, if you get your tonsils out, I'll get you the fire truck. I still have the fire truck. No kidding. I kept it all these years. I even have a movie of me playing with it when I was just a little tiny kid on our kitchen floor, and I still have that fire truck. Oh, my. Wasn't made out of plastic, either. It was made out of metal, and when you moved the cab, it went ding, 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 ding. Oh, boy. Did you ever get something like that yourself? Anyone else get something when you were young and still have it? Oh, boy. So, okay, now, a lot of kids wanted something just like I, another thing I got for Christmas in a year, well, 5 years later, 6 years later, was a, let's see, it was a BB gun. Yeah, we all wanted BB guns. And we all ended up shooting tin cans, bottles, and you name it. And every kid wanted a BB gun. But they wanted a certain kind of BB gun. Can you tell me what we all campaigned for as little kids, the name of the BB gun that we wanted? It was quite popular. The most popular BB gun ever built, as a matter of fact. I don't know if you can still buy them under that name or not. But what was... And the initials were RR. A BB gun. You remember that? What was the long... Oh, here. Now, here's somebody that knows. Okay, tell us. Good morning.
Yeah, it was a Daisy.
It was what?
Daisy BB gun.
A Daisy? Well, that was one of them, but there was another one.
Daisy. Well, that was pretty popular at the time when I was moving around. That's what everybody wanted, was a Daisy.
Yeah, well, what about Red Ryder?
Well, yeah, I was talking about two, but they were both popular.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Daisy was pretty popular.
Well, I wanted a Red Ryder. You wanted Red a Ryder. Daisy.
Yeah, we got a Daisy.
Yeah, well, I got a Red Ryder.
They were both good, but they were both about the same, people wanted either one.
Well, that's right, yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Okay, very good. Okay. Yeah, Daisy, air rifle. But the Red Ryder, you know, it had the name right on the stock, Red Ryder. Remember that? How many of you remember that? Well, probably quite a few. Okay, now, let me see. My next question here, what time is it? 10:44. I'll wait to, you know, I don't want to go through all my questions here quickly. Or I'll just sit here and let you talk. I would like that. Oh, my. Well, let me see. With the impeachment going on in Washington, it kind of dulls the Christmas spirit, doesn't it? In a big way. I wonder if that is having an effect on people. Maybe people aren't even regarding it. But, we've never had such a consternation or conflagration in Washington at Christmas time, probably as we have right now, except for World War II.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. Don't want a doll, no tinker toy. I want a hippopotamus to play with and enjoy. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. I don't think Santa Claus will mind, do you?
Oh man, that song grates on my nerve.
No crocodiles, no rhinoceroses will do. I only want a hippopotamus, and hippopotamus like me too.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, the place for the holiday season.
3, 2, 1. Oh no. Which button am I?
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear... Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ag Council, and Make Safe Happen.
Okay, we're back once again, and my next question is, one of the things a lot of boys especially wanted for Christmas was a bicycle. Now, there was a great brand of bicycles and some very special characteristics to them. Can you name that company that made those wonderful bicycles back a lot of years ago? The company that made all the bicycles years ago, and I can't remember, but there were some very special ones among the ones they made that were later on became collector's items. Now, I never had a bicycle of the brand I'm talking about, but a lot of kids did. Now, what brand of bicycle was that you wanted for Christmas? 7403839944. Okay, so, yeah, remember getting a bicycle for Christmas? Of course, a lot of kids still do. Remember, what was the type of bicycle that you, it was a small bicycle that had that long seat. What did they call that? Banana. Was that a banana bicycle? Just a second. Caller, go ahead.
Hi, Charlie.
Yes.
I bet that was a Schwinn.
Yes, a Schwinn.
And it was the knee action, they called it.
Yeah.
I had one.
Oh, yeah. No kidding. Yeah, that knee action, wasn't that something?
That was nice.
Yeah.
It was. It had the big spring and the front forks would flex, you know. If
I can picture it now, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. It had the tank with the horn in it.
Yes, you press the button on the side of the tank.
Yeah, and the light on the front fender, chrome fenders,
yes,
you know.
Yes.
They were nice.
Yeah, I remember I had to work to try to get my headlight fixed. It was kind of, I don't know, I was having a hard time, but I finally got it fixed so it'd work.
Yeah.
You got your headlight and... your knee
reflectors
action
on the back and everything.
Yeah, reflectors.
That had a seat, you know, thing on the back. Somebody could ride on it. And
Yeah.
They were pretty nice.
Oh, I guess so.
Actually,
collector's items now.
Actually, Ron, you know, Ron and my older brother, they won one.
Oh.
Down at, I don't know if you remember, they used to have a West Town Jubilee that was, they had it for a few years with a talent contest in it down by right there where the first L&K was there on the corner of Olney and West Center. You know,
right,
when that was a big lot, they had a, the sort of at that time, sort of the West Town, you know, when they started the City Bank had the West Town branch and everything. They was trying to promote West Town businesses and... they had a, it was pretty popular, and my brothers won, they played trumpet, and they won the talent contest.
Oh.
And got a free Schwinn bike.
Ooh.
So that was a pretty nice prize.
Boy, that was when we really, you know, we didn't have all that much money back in those days.
Nope.
Yeah.
Anything you got like that was a real, was a real gift.
Boy, you betcha. You know, I once... was the Moore's stores sold bicycles.
Yeah.
And they knew I liked bicycles so much, they gave me a bicycle look like Pee Wee Herman's.
Oh, wow. No
white sidewall tires, streamers on the seat. Oh,
yeah.
I still have it somewhere in the barn covered up. The year's gone by.
They were good.
Yeah, okay.
All right, thanks, Charlie.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, indeed. The good old days, you could call them. Okay, Schwinn bicycles. Now there was something else that a lot of us guys like to get. Well, girls, too. Not so many girls as guys. It was a set. It was, how can I describe it without just telling you? Let me see. It had to do with science, with chemical science. And it came in a box, it had all the different things in it related to science. What was it? Yeah, I got one for Christmas, and I soon exhausted it. I used it for purposes other than what it was intended. But what was it? It came, a lot of the better ones came in a wood case and had all these things in it. What was that? What am I talking about? I don't know. Yeah. It was, I'll tell you what you think about it. I'll come back to that. There was another... Well, I better slow down here. 10:51 already. Okay, now this gift, and you don't get them anymore. I don't believe they sell them anymore. I don't know if they were too dangerous. Okay, here we go. Caller, go ahead.
Hi, Charlie. It's me again.
Yeah.
That was a chemistry set.
Yeah, chemistry set, yeah.
I had one of those, too. I got one of those for Christmas, yeah. Hung it on the wall, and you know, and you could open the door, and there was all the different chemicals.
Yes,
and,
yes.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I grew up with a family that Worms Restaurant in Bucyrus, and they had a little extra money, and they bought their son, my buddy, an extra large chemistry set.
Yeah.
Oh, it had everything.
Yeah. Well, you can make some terrible smells with
it. Oh, yeah. Well, I tell you, we took his chemistry set out in a chicken coop behind their house, and I took out a match, and I said, I poured out this powder on the table, and I said, hey, we'll find out what this...
burns.
Oh, it blew up.
Oh, yeah.
And it burned.
I didn't know anything would blow up, or I would have tried it.
Oh, yeah. It burned our hair.
Yeah.
Our eyebrows. Oh, my goodness.
I know they had sulfur and,
yeah,
and a lot of different...
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you know, they didn't come with any instructions. You know.
Oh, I can smell it yet.
Yeah.
But, oh, my goodness. And both of us turned white. We had white dust all over... Oh,
I can remember that. The little glass bottles with plastic lids.
Yeah.
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 Boy, those were the days.
Again, the good old toys. You know, things things like erector sets.
Right.
I don't know how many hundreds of hours.
Oh,
I got out of building Ferris wheels.
Yeah.
And
I grew up
had electric motor. You know.
Yeah.
And,
I had the identical electric motor with a switch in the back. You could make it go
either way.
Yeah, either way.
Had a little pulley on the end.
Yeah.
You know?
Boy. And all the parts and pieces later in later life, I used a lot of those parts for other things.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
Those taught some ingenuity.
Oh, yes.
You know?
Gilbert erector set.
Yes,
oh,
that's right.
Goodness.
Yeah.
Boy, those were the days. I would love to have one again and
I would still play with it if I had one today.
Did yours have those big wheels that are kind of chrome?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
you know,
yeah, and it had some other little plastic wheels that you could make something that rolled around.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Boy. That was something.
That was fun.
I wonder how many scientists or engineers ever grew out of an erector set.
I bet there was a lot of them that started with one.
Yes, I bet. Oh, and those the girders.
Yeah.
And screwing those together. Oh.
All those punched hole girders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Axles and pulleys and taught you something.
Yes, I guess so.
You just didn't sit around and push buttons and look at a screen.
Oh.
You know?
Well, I'm afraid these kids glued to their iPhones.
Yeah.
I don't know what their eyes will become.
Mm.
But anyhow.
Yep, it was fun.
Yeah, Gilbert erectors. Yeah, you can buy them on the antique market price.
Wow. All right. And they came in a metal box.
Yeah.
You know,
mine was in a blue.
Yeah, blue metal box.
Yeah.
You needed one for that, otherwise you would have lost all your parts somewhere.
And my parents bought me one during the war.
Oh, wow.
And they bought it used. Somebody else had it.
And
it just worked fine for years.
I think I probably got mine in the real early 50s.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
So.
Well, I got mine early in the 40s.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh,
all right.
Okay.
Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks. Okay. How many of you remember the Gilbert erector set? What was the, for those of you that used one, what was the best thing you ever built with an erector set? Was it a Ferris wheel? Some other, there was also a kind of a look like a steam pump that, a little bit. It really taught us guys and gals, too, how to manipulate mechanically. wow, that was something. I can remember, I can see it, I can remember opening that blue box and seeing all those parts and pieces in there. Oh, my goodness. How about you? Anybody with Gilbert Erector set memories that you'd like to pass along, or a chemistry set? How many of you ever blew up a chemistry set like I did? I can't remember what my the kid I grew up with, Jim Worm, what his parents said to us. But this was inside a chicken coop. I don't think they had any chickens at the time. It's a good thing, because when that thing let go, it must have been gunpowder. That's all I can figure. It was black, a black powder. And all I did was touch that with a match, and kaboom. Oh, my. You know, my hair grew back eventually, and so did my eyebrows, and completely covered in white powder. Oh, what a time. 10:58 coming up now on a break time. Wow. So we've gone through the chemistry set and the Gilbert Erector set. Oh, my. Memories galore. Now, some of you guys listening, tell me about your experiences with a Gilbert Erector set or a chemistry set. And I've got, in the next hour, I've got three other gifts that we used to get a long time ago. Everything was a long time ago. So what are we getting today? Plastic. Everything is plastic. I saw on channel 10.5, they have something every hour, and it's so interesting, but especially their industrial. They show you how the industry utilizes various means. Oh, it's really something. And how they make candy. The other day, I tell you, you're glued to your seat because it's so interesting, especially when they make things at multiple or by the dozens or hundreds or whatever. It's really interesting to see how things that we use every day are made. Otherwise, we don't give a hoot, do we? But, oh, if you watch this, man. 10:59 is the time, and we're going to break here for about 10 minutes or so. So don't go away. I've got, I've got at least three things yet to ask you. But I would love to hear from any of the guys on their Gilbert Erector sets. 740-333-9944. We'll be right back.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, the place for holiday fun. For legendary movie host on WUAB, super host Marty Sullivan, reciting "Twas the Night Before Christmas."
"Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Ma in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap, when out on the